So I wonder how many times a day you say those words. It's not fair. Not necessarily out loud. It may be that you say it inside your head so nobody else hears it. I didn't get my way. It's not fair. Someone else got the thing that I wanted to get. It's not fair. I wanted to be noticed, but they passed me by. It's not fair. And it's a horrible feeling, isn't it? It's a horrible feeling. I have a younger sister. She's only just a bit more than a year younger than me, so my parents weren't that far-sighted. And when we were children, we used to disagree a lot. And we used to disagree loudly a lot. And one thing was absolutely certain. Any time that my sister and I enthusiastically disagreed, then trouble wasn't going to be far behind. My parents would nearly always step in as soon as we started disagreeing with one another. They'd come into the room to sort us out, and one of us would get into trouble. And when I say one of us, I mean me. Every single time. And it wasn't fair. And I used to tell them loudly that it wasn't fair. She did this and I got into trouble. It's not fair. Just because she's smaller than me, just because she's cuter than me, it's not fair. I used to say. I wonder how many of you have a sibling and occasionally experience or did experience that whole it's not fair thing. It's something that affects a lot of us in families. And I would say it a lot. Now, looking back, there's an outside possibility that it wasn't quite as unfair as I thought it was at the time. There's an outside possibility that maybe I caused a little bit more of the trouble than my sister did. Other times it definitely was unfair. Definitely. But there have been other times in my life since then that I've experienced things that I felt were really unfair, and I'm quite certain that you have too. So I wonder why Jesus told this story about the farmer and all the farmer's helpers. Do you think he was saying, if you follow me, you mustn't ever, ever again complain that something isn't fair? I have put them all to sleep. One or two of them are still breathing, but none of them are responding. Do you think that's what Jesus was saying? Never, ever complain again that something's not fair. No, I don't think so either. Thank you. I don't think that's what he meant. But I wonder whether he was teaching us that when our first thought is, that's not fair, sometimes we need to check our attitude before we complain. So I want to give you two really quick attitude checks that we can go through when we find ourselves thinking, that's not fair. Now, if you go to Transform or Extreme, so you're in one of those rooms rather than in this room, and your parents stay in here. I wonder whether you ever ask your parents when you get home from church what they've been learning in here. I hope you do. Find out whether they've been listening or not. Come back and tell me. But what we've been learning about in here for the last 2 or 3 weeks is the subject of justice. We've been thinking about what the Bible has to say about justice, which is a subject that's really important to God and I think should be really important to anyone that's following him as well. And justice, in a very simple way, means making sure that the world is as fair as it can be for everyone, not just for me. And that's an oversimplification, but that's one way of thinking about justice. So the first question before I say it's not fair is, am I as worried about what's fair for other people as I am worried about what's fair for me? Because in the story with those helpers on the farm, none of those people would have had very much money, those farm workers. And if the people that only came at the end of the day had been paid just a few coins, they probably wouldn't have been able to buy food that day. and they probably wouldn't have been able to feed their families that day. And so that would have been very, very hard for them as a family and as feeding their family at home. So if the workers that were saying, it's not fair, had got their way, things might have been really fair for them, but actually they wouldn't have been very fair for those workers that came at the end of the day. So I think the first attitude check that we need to have when we're thinking inside, it's not fair, is, am I being as worried about what's fair for other people as I am about what's fair for me? The second attitude check is similar, but it's slightly different, and it's this. Is this really unfair, or is it just that deep down I feel that I deserve a better deal than somebody else? Is it that deep down I feel like I should come out on top? I should be first in the queue? The word that we use for that feeling sometimes is entitled. Am I being a bit entitled here and feeling like I deserve more than they do? You see, the people that complained were offered a fair wage, they accepted a fair wage, and they paid a fair wage. It was all fair until somebody else was given the same. And at that point, they thought, well, hang on, whatever they get, I deserve a bit more. I should be getting more than them. So one more quick thought for those of you who like to dig into these passages a little bit more deeply. This isn't really a story about contract law and workplace ethics, is it? That's not what Jesus was talking about. Jesus was talking to a crowd of Jewish people who were about to find out that everybody else was invited to God's party as well. The Jewish people who believed that they were special and they had a special place in God's plans were about to find out that all these other nations were going to be just as invited as they were. And for some of them, they were going to say, hang on, we've been following you for 3,000 years. We should be first. We should be more important. We should call the shots. This isn't fair. And so I think inside this story, what Jesus was saying is, please don't bring your sense of entitlement to church. Please don't bring your sense of entitlement to church. Are we sometimes tempted to think, I've been here longer. I've worked here harder. I've got this job title. I've had that experience in church. And so my opinion should count for a bit more. My preference should be preferred over theirs. Things should be done my way. I should be first. We need to remember what Jesus said about his kingdom in this passage, which is that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last.